Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on 90.7 FM. WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am from Hudson. Who are you, people?
I'm Ingrid. I'm the age of 14. I am a student, and I like to talk about books.
I'm Sophie, and I'm from Hudson, and I'm 15, and I like reading books.
I'm Gina, I'm 14, I'm from Hudson, and I am looking really good today.
Same, I got
congratulations. Awesome.
It's Bring Me the Horizon, the band. Mm-hmm. If any of you know about them, I love you.
Me too.
Seriously, though.
Cool. And so we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books because we like them most of the time. We have one book today that is not well-liked.
We're going to complain about it.
Yeah, so you're going to hear about that later. And you may also not like it, or you might like it. There's so many options. There's even, like, an in-between there. You might kind of like it.
You might want to throw it in the trash and burn it, though. And you might want to praise it. It might be on a pedestal, or it might be in your garbage can.
Mm-hmm. In your garbage can.
It's in my garbage can.
Is it really?
Old man in the
sea? I haven't even started it yet.
You have to give it back to the teacher.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
I'm like halfway through, and oh my god, I hate it.
At least it's only 100 pages.
It's like 137, I think.
So maybe we should start with that one, since we're already sort of talking about it. It's page length.
Okay.
The good news is it's not a long book.
Yeah. Thank God.
But it might feel long if you don't like it.
Antonia! You late bobby pin.
Okay, so the book is The Old Man in the Sea by Ernest Hemingway.
Did you just take a picture of yourself, Gina?
No, I did not.
And we had to read it for school. And so last night I spent pretty much the whole night listening to it on YouTube. And
you said you read it.
I did. So. I read along. I had the book and I read every word of it.
Stop it.
And it was about this really old man who in the beginning you think is like senile or something, but I don't know. I don't think he is in the end. And he goes off on a really boring journey to fish and he ends up catching this really huge fish. But he can't like haul it up, so he lets it pull his boat around for like 3 days. And he doesn't sleep or anything, and he eats raw fish. And, yeah, so it's really, really boring, in my opinion. I mean, you might think it's great, but, yeah. Gina, how are you liking it so far?
I also think it's very, very, very boring. Very boring.
Ooh, can I give a spoiler?
I suppose so. If you're listening and you don't want to hear a spoiler about The Old Man in the Sea, kindly turn down your radio for about a minute or so. And then turn it back up because we want you to hear us. Because we have other nice things to talk about,
too.
And spoiler.
When he finally catches a fish and he starts bringing it back, like sharks end up eating it all. So when he gets back to his village, it's just a skeleton. And I found that really disappointing because the whole book is about him catching it. And then when he finally catches it, it's like bones by the time he gets home. Yeah.
How does he feel about that?
Oh, he has to battle off all the sharks who end up eating it anyways. But I think he's just happy to be home. He falls asleep forever.
Isn't that called dying?
No, I mean, not forever. Not forever. He sleeps for a while. And when he was out at sea, he was always talking about how he wants the boy to be with him. Because there's this boy that sometimes takes care of him and is, like, his only friend. And, so then finally in the end, the boy comes to see him. And then he says that he's going to start fishing with him every day from now on. So it's a happy ending, kind of.
So is there anything that you did like about the book? Or any aspects or scenes or moments that you liked about it? Or did you just straight out not like any of it?
Ingrid, stop biting my finger. I don't know. It was... I like the guy's voice that was reading it, if that means
it
anything.
It was smooth, jazzy.
That counts for something.
I like the amount of the amount of pages.
It was very short.
Thank you, Hemingway. That's all I had to say.
And you said that, I think you said your teacher said that you would appreciate it sometime. Did she say anything about why she thought it was a good book?
Absolutely nothing.
No. She's just like, in the future, you will learn to, you'll look back and you'll appreciate me making you read this.
Well, and because she said it won the Pulitzer Prize or something like that.
Ugh, I don't know.
There you go. It's okay to not like every book you read.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. I'm sure there's someone out there that loves it and plenty of other people that don't, too. Cool. Thanks for sharing.
Cool beans, man.
Congrats on finishing it. Now you can move on to something else that maybe you'll like more.
Yeah.
You still have to finish Allegiant.
Allegiant, yeah. I've probably read like, I don't know, 20 pages since last week.
Mm. I feel you, homegirl.
Going so slow.
Home girl.
Home brown. Home slice.
Home brown.
Home fry. Home burger.
Home fries.
All right, so why don't we move from a kind of classic to a more contemporary book? Because I know Gina had a newer book she wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. It just came out on September 3rd. And it's the second book of the Burn for Burn trilogy by Jenny Han and
Siobhan.
Yeah, Siobhan Vivian. And I didn't start reading it yet because my mom's making me wait until winter break so I have something to do. And I'm very angry because, I was just so excited. I had to wait for it. But the summary is Lilia, Kat, and Mary had the perfect plan. Worked together in secret to take down the people who wronged them. But things didn't exactly go the way they'd hoped at the homecoming dance. Not even close. For now, it looks like they got away with it. All they have to do is move on and pick up the pieces, forget there was ever a pact. But it's not easy, not when Reeve is still a total jerk and Rennie's meaner than she ever was before. And then there's sweet little Mary. She knows there's something seriously wrong with her. If she can't control her anger, she's sure that someone will get hurt even worse than Reeve was. Mary understands now that it's not just that Reeve bullied her, it's that he made her love him. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, burn for a burn. A broken heart for a broken heart. The girls are up to the task. They'll make Reeve fall in love with Lilia, and then they will crush him. It's the only way he'll learn. It seems once a fire is lit, the only thing you can do is let it burn.
Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
Did you read the first book? I can't remember.
Yeah, I read the first book. It was very good.
It sounds very Gina-y.
Is that a compliment or a bad thing?
You can take it any way you want.
Gina-y.
I'll take it as a... in the middle.
Okay. Well, potentially good news for you is I read both the first and the second book, and I liked the second book a lot more than
really?
The first. I liked the first, but I did not like the ending.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending either.
And then, so I wasn't sure if I was going to read the first book, but then someone gave it to me, so I felt like I should read it, and I did, and it was very nice, very exciting,
I agree.
And had a more interesting ending than the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is my thoughts on the book.
I will read the whole thing now.
Yeah, and
it just made her more upset that she has to wait longer.
Well, another idea is rather than waiting, I mean, I don't want to disagree with your mom, but if you read it now, we could make sure you have other books to read over winter break.
Yeah,
there's a lot of books in the world.
I know.
And we could get them to you.
All of them?
We have powers.
You might have to get a bigger room.
Yeah, I might have to get a bigger house.
It's a good reason to get a bigger house.
It is.
To hold all your books.
We could just get her, like, all the factual stuff that she's never going to read.
Beauty and the Beast style.
Oh, okay. What is it you liked about the first one?
I don't know. I think I liked the most that, like, they're kind of, like, going against their regular friends, like, learning who they really are. And then, so, they kind of realize that their real friends are fake, in a way. And I don't know, I just like it. And there's revenge. Lots of revenge.
I also thought it was neat that the authors are, like, best friends, basically, in real life, and they decide to write a book together.
Yeah.
And then because the book is set on an island, they decided to go on, like, a vacation to an island together to do research.
Tropical.
Well, it wasn't a tropical island, but still, it was a trip nonetheless. Seems like a good, I don't know, work plan. Like, I want to work with my friend. Let's write a book set on an island.
We should all quit school and do that.
Can we please?
I agree.
Move to an island and write a book together.
Can it be a tropical island?
Yeah.
No, because there's wild animals.
Monkeys!
How about a deserted tropical island?
There's wild
island.
Animals everywhere.
Well, I mean, like, the scary wild animals besides birds.
Lost.
Wow.
Awesome. Ingrid, did you have a book you wanted to talk about?
In class, we read the excerpt of a book called Flowers for Algernon, which I really actually liked. It's about this guy named Charlie Gordon, and he is mentally retarded. He's not as smart. He's
His IQ is 68.
Yeah, which makes him mentally feeble. Feeble-minded. So anyways, he gets chosen to do this experiment where it'll triple his IQ and make him more than a genius, over 200. And yeah, so they did this experiment on a mouse first. So basically, the book is his little progress reports of it, and it starts out, the progress reports are really badly spelled and written, and they don't make much sense, and they're hard to read. But then stuff happens, and he gets the experiments done, and everything changes for a while, and it's really exciting and thrilling. I was like, whoa, this is a good book.
So is your class planning on reading the book? Is that why you read an excerpt? Or you
no.
just read an excerpt to, like, discuss?
We read, like, a long, long excerpt just to read it.
Just to get, like, a sense of it.
The book is a little too long, I think.
Do you think you might read it on your own?
Like, yeah, I definitely do.
Awesome.
I won't.
No?
No.
Why not?
Not my genre.
No.
Yeah, it's our teacher keeps on saying it's science fiction, and I kind of get where she's saying that because it is kind of science fiction. It's not like futuristic, like Star Wars science fiction, like you think when you hear science fiction. It's more like the test that they're doing on him, like the surgery, is not something that we can do right now, but I think it takes place in, like, nowadays or maybe even, like, in the past.
It was in the 1950s in New York City.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, why it's called Flowers for Algernon is because the mouse's name is Algernon.
But I failed to note. It's a white mouse named Algernon.
Not a rat.
Do they give him flowers?
That's a big...
Spoiler. Never mind. You can tell I haven't read it yet. But maybe I will, too, now. That's getting such rave reviews from an excerpt. I have my weekly graphic novel update because I've been reading a lot of graphic novels. And I think I'm going to talk about Legends of Zeta, the Space Girl, just by Ben Hatke, I believe is how you say his name. And it's the follow-up to Zeta, the Space Girl, which I actually haven't read, but I didn't find that it made it any harder to get into this book. But this follows off where Zeta left off after she's saved the day, and she's sort of going on this, like, sort of victory tour and being shown off, and she's not really feeling it. And then one day she runs into a robot who has decided to become a doppelganger of her and is starting to look like her, and she decides to take the opportunity to have a day off from the victory tour by having the robot stand in for her. And then she runs off with her mouse friend. She has this big, giant mouse friend. And they run off to the circus and are having this great time. And then they get a note that it's time for it's like launch time. Like, she needs to get back to the ship before they take off and leave her. And she makes it back just in time, but that the robot decides that the robot is not done being Zeta and kind of pushes her out of the way, and they take off and leave. So then she finds out that while she was gone, the robot Zeta agreed to save this planet from an impending heart attack. There's all these little hearts in the sky that are going to attack. It's called a heart attack. And in return, they're going to get this like gem that will help her get back to her home planet. She's not supposed to be in outer space. She's supposed to be at home. Mm-hmm. But she's worried that now the robot's going to get it, and that's going to be, she's going to lose her only chance to get home. So she has to catch up to the spaceship. So she hijacks a plane, or like a spaceship, and takes off, and immediately becomes labeled crime girl instead of, you know, hero of the land. And now the authorities are after her. She's trying to catch up to the ship. There's a robot that wants to be her, and there's crime lots of girl. Fun and excitement. And cute aliens. There's lots of cute aliens. He must have a really fun time drawing all these alien characters. Some of them are like fuzzy, and some of them look like robots. Some of them, like there's some birds with many, many eyeballs. The hearts are pretty cool too. That attack.
You've got six eyes.
And the book ends sort of on a, it has some closure, but it also leaves some stuff sort of unresolved.
Dun, dun, dun.
Leading to the third book, which is coming out, I think, in March of this year, sometime my this birthday. Spring. It's called Return of Zeta the Space Girl.
Return of.
So original.
Yeah. But Zeta's pretty cool. I like her.
Reminds me of the Hunger Games.
I like her mouse, too.
I nice. Like mouse.
Yeah.
Mies. Is his name Algernon?
Mies.
No, I think it's just called Mouse. Oh. But we could call the mouse George. Algernon.
George.
Victory Tour.
But yeah, so this is a book for kind of, I think it's meant for like elementary or middle school readers. But I liked it, as per usual.
Sounds cool.
How about you, Antonia? How's your reading going?
Pretty good. I'm not very far into 1984, but I've been working on it. But we also read an excerpt in school of a book that I want to talk about, and it also involved mice, although they weren't really mice. They were rats. Sorry. But yeah, we read excerpts from The Jungle, and...
Welcome to the jungle!
Yes. And it was like pretty gross, but I don't think I'd want to actually read it, but it was like really good. I don't feel like I'd want to read it.
Wait, The Jungle, is that the book that we heard about in social studies last year about like how the dude exposing the meat
packing
industry?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's about like meat packing in the early 1900s.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And I actually wasn't really going to talk about it today, but since Ingrid said something about excerpts, so I decided to. Yeah. And it's really gross, and there's a bunch of disgusting stuff that was going into their meat. But when you think about it, there's also really gross stuff going into like everything we eat today. So it's just equally as gross, just people don't really notice. And they're like, oh my gosh, did that seriously happen? And you're like, there's even grosser stuff going on today. And they're like, psh, no, there's not. Blah.
And then don't want to know what's in hot dogs.
Yes.
I like hot dogs.
Me too.
I don't eat meat.
So, yeah, it was, we had to do like a book jacket for it and stuff. It's by Upton Sinclair. And oh, yeah, the excerpts were pretty good. Yeah.
So what do you mean you had to do a book jacket for it?
Well, a project was we had to, like, make a book jacket for it so that we would, like, understand it. I guess we had to put, like, the little summary, like, they have on Heart and Do about the author and quotes on the back and, like, make a cover page. And it wasn't, like, for any specific reason except for to help us learn about the book.
I don't understand what a book jacket is.
The cover of a book.
Like how you have like a hardcover book and it's you like, yeah.
Wow. learn something
new. It's a jacket
day.
To keep it warm.
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't think books need jackets, but
I do in the winter.
I don't like them. They always fall off or get ripped or something on mine.
I often don't travel with the book jackets.
Me neither.
On them, if they're my personal books.
They're library books.
If they're library books, they're like really on there.
They're plastic, like yeah. taped on.
Then they're nice and sturdy, but when you just get a book from the store, I often take the book jacket off and leave it at home. Plus, then it's more of a mystery when you're like reading the book in public. Nobody knows what you're reading.
Yeah. I did that with my friend's Twilight book, and I lost the book cover, and she wanted it back like a year later, and I couldn't find it. Hmm. Yep.
Well, that's better than like when I was reading my friend's Twilight book. This was she literally gave me like half of the book. like just half of it. So I never finished the last book because it was like
gonna have to go to the library and get it.
Yeah, right.
But you'd have to take out the whole book.
Oh. I couldn't just like take off the last half and read it. No? Okay. That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna be handing it off to the afternoon crowd soon. But for those who want to hear more from us, Antonia,
they should visit our website, our blog, because it's really exciting. It's wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com. And it's like, yay! There's more reviews, written reviews, archives, and fun stuff like that. And then you can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com, and that would be fun too. So, yay!
Yay!
Yay! And we'll also be back here next Monday again at 3:30 to talk about more books. Perhaps ones we like, perhaps ones not so much. But until then, happy reading!